This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Hong Kong is bracing for another weekend of protests following months of unrest that have plunged the Chinese-ruled territory into chaos. Zhe Chengcheng, a police spokesman, said during a news conference Friday that several groups had applied for permits to demonstrate and they had been denied.
We have conducted independent risk assessment for each of these applications and issued letters of objection to three of them, out of concern about public safety, public order, and protection of rights and freedoms of others.
Zhe said that the groups had appealed those decisions. Hong Kong police also defended their crowd control actions on Halloween when riot police officers fired tear gas to break up crowds down the hill in the Central Business District. Revelers complained they were ruining the party spirit near the upmarket club district of Lan Kwai Fong on Thursday, the first time that the district had been targeted. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Baghdad on Friday, confronting security forces on two bridges leading from the iconic Tahrir Square to the heavily fortified Green Zone. One woman died after being struck in the head with a tear gas canister. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said more than 150 people were wounded when security forces opened fire with rubber bullets and tear gas. This month's protests in Iraq and similar demonstrations in Lebanon are fueled by local grievances and mainly directed at political elites, but they also pose a challenge to Iran, which closely backs both governments. Security forces have killed at least 250 people in Iraq in anti-government protests in the past month. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.